Ross.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. I'm out right now, right?
No, you're not going out.
Hmm?
This is way too close. Dude.
What's that?
You're way too
close. Mm-hmm. Are you sending out right now?
Yeah, I am.
Studio B.
Yes. Sending out.
Yeah. What? You can't send Studio B. Are we sending to Rumble or to, we are? Okay. I don't have any audio in my ears right now. Why don't I?
It's going out to Ryzen.
No. I have no audio in my ears right now.
Yeah, you should
be able to. Hmm? Yeah? Yeah? I have nothing.
Dude.
Okay. All right. Really? 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 30 seconds? No. Don't even worry about it right now. We'll do bare bones. Huh? Hmm? Really? How are you sending out? Really? Ladies and gentlemen, boy, oh boy, we're on a backup system right now. Extraordinaire. Welcome to the 4 p.m. edition. We made it. We just barely made it. As a matter of fact, not only bare bones, this is just like a mobile kit set up because we're breaking our studio down and we're moving it. So that's why. I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to say, thank goodness we did exactly what we set out to do today, and that is to get the show off just in the nick of time. So let me, you're going to have to bear with me for a couple of seconds. Literally minutes before we went live, we had just finished it up. All right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So welcome. I want to make sure that that I get my myself situated so that I can see our chat room at least, right? Make sure that that you guys are all settled in. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Santilla Report. Lean on the graphics. I don't have the graphics package up. Like I said, just minutes before we came on. We literally had, I don't know what you just did, but you sent out the open, is that correct? How were you able to send out the open, Sean? Come on over here. Just talk to me for a second. Were you able to send out the open?
I tried to. So we were gonna send Studio B Ryzen's NDI. And then we were gonna send Ryzen's NDI from your shot, and then I was gonna play the intro on Ryzen's NDI.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's okay. Yeah, whatever you did, no harm done. No one has been injured. I do know that. So that's a good thing. Now I don't have my Google Chrome. All right. I'm going to find out where my Google Chrome is. We will get that up and running here in just a second because that's where I had everything ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have, huh? Yeah, that's for the other system up there. All right. Fantastic. Welcome. Mm-mm-mm. Wow. 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 Wee. Wow. Everyone's really? Really? I just lost my headset audio. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. That's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the travails of being in independent media. So we're certainly not going to complain about it. But I don't understand why that monitor is not working. I just needed to open up my Google Chrome. Dude. New window. Oh, there we go. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine this? Huh? Everything was running perfect, wasn't it, just about 5 minutes ago? And I'm going to get to our chat room right here. That's exactly what I'm looking for right now. I want to say hello and welcome. And you guys need to know that this broadcast and our top news headline was certainly important enough for me to come to air and not have somebody fill in for me. Because, I mean, NATO, absolute insanity on the part of NATO. Absolute insanity. I can't believe they're even considering doing a what they call a preemptive strike. I mean, for them to talk about that out in the open is lunacy in and of itself. But the NATO commander saying that it's on the table that they want to do a preemptive strike. A preemptive strike. Unbelievable. And I had that. But guess what? We're going to... No, that's not there. That's okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say hello to you guys in the chat room while I get squared away. I had that. But guess what? We're going to loop back through. Hey, what's going on? How's the... you look good anyways, Pete. Thank you so much, Angie. Thank you. Literally like 3 minutes before we came on, we finally had everything set, ready to go. Kind of. I say kind of. We were able to get the show off. There was no way that I was not going to be able to make it here. All right? No way. Okay. So I'm out of my cockpit right now, which is over there, just on the other side of that camera. Just on the other side of the camera. So what's going on, Bill McEwen? Hello. Hello. How's the audio quality? Is it okay? Sound okay to you guys? Oh, no. Why am I not logged in? You know what? Do me a favor. Hold on one second, you guys. I will get that in just a second. Unbelievable. I'm just locked down right now. Locked out of one account that I need to get to. We certainly will. Audio is great. 5x5. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Lucy Gone, 5x5. Thank you very much. Thank you. A little bit rough around the edges, but I think we'll get there. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you guys think about launching a preemptive strike against Russia? How does that make you feel? Is that something that we want to do? Didn't we vote for a president that was going to do the exact opposite of that, and that is to settle and stop the madness that's going on? We voted him in because we're anti-war, correct? Really? Oh, let's try this. Let me see if that's going out. Hopefully it is. It is. There's Elon smoking a doober. Huh? EY? Ah. Ah, good. All right, here we go. Camera two. We're back there. Yeah? Huh? No? All right, fantastic. We will try that. Thank you very much. that's it? Huh? Hold on a second, you guys. I got to take care of something. Yes. Twice. And that's it?
That's what the
Oh my goodness, fantastic. That's great to hear. That's great to hear. All right, you guys, bear with me, okay? because I just got locked out of something. Hey, this one right here, check this out. Over there, right here. Hold on. Is that it? KY, KY? Aha, there we go. We'll try that. Thank you very much. You guys, I should have, I should, okay. No. Okay. That. Okay. Okay. Twice?
Yep.
Okay. And it's going to say no.
Maybe try it with dollars.
That's okay. That's okay. Oh my goodness. I you know what? I want to be with you guys as often as I can, but right now I'm literally just locked down. Huh? Stand by. Now you guys can hear me. Fantastic. Thank you very much for your patience. I appreciate it. I knew that if I train wrecked the show that you guys would get angry in the chat. No, you didn't. No audio. I know no audio. Yes. Thank you very much, Tommy. Tommy, thank you, everyone. So NATO military right now. The NATO military commander has said that he's considering a preemptive strike. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My lovely little assistant just came in, right? Shall I call her my lovely little assistant? Just came in and gave me my my daily beverage in a jar. My cardio miracle. There we go. Thank you so much. Just in, Fox News. All right, we're going to do some news perusal. We will do news perusal, absolutely. In just a minute, let me get to where I'm at. I think I'm in now. Did you get that, by the way? You guys are going to have to bear with me. I know what I'm going to do right now. You guys stay right there. I just need to buy myself a couple of seconds here, and I know how I can do that, all right? Just stay right there. Stand by. Hold on 1 second. Really? Okay. What do you got? Hold on. bam, we're in like Flynn. Darn it. We are now in like Flynn. Thank you very much. Woo. It was going to blow the whole show out. Oh, my goodness. That would have been absolutely horrifying, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we will get this here momentarily. All right. Now I'm all set. Now I'm in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off and running. We'll have this for you in just a second. Missouri AG Andrew Bailey wins a second court challenge on voter ID laws. That's always a beautiful thing, right? Major escalation. NATO and the Biden regime are now edging us closer to World War III. That is absolute insanity. Insanity. Mm-mm-mm. And who the heck are they to make this announcement publicly? Oh, well, we got news also from our Ukrainian friend. A letter from would-be Trump assassin Ryan Routh outlines his motivations, and he hoped to save America from a dictator, which is exactly the reason why this so-called rhetoric is so dangerous out there towards us. They demonize us, of course, and try to take us down. So this this military commander, this military commander, as I will show you here in just a second, the military commander. Oh my God. You guys, give me a second. I'm going to have to do this. This is freaking insanity. Yeah. But you know what? Can't complain. Absolutely not. We will not complain. All right. This is what I'm going to do right here. I was going to play this a little bit later, but why not... just do it right
now.
What
do you think about the NIH now that you were working there?
Probably shouldn't be like saying this out loud. They might have funded a lab in Wuhan, China to like make COVID. And Pfizer and Moderna are just getting a bunch of money from it, from all these vaccine mandates.
Roger Cholin is with the National Institute of Health.
For other vaccines, like measles or whatever, you have to go through several rounds of approval, but these were accelerated through the approvals.
Do you think that the mRNA is safe? It's really effective with the myocarditis stuff?
I think we're all going to learn when it's too late.
I think that's important, the lack of effectiveness of the vaccine product.
Like the 6-foot rule, remember that? Like, that wasn't like based on any real evidence that did anything. It was completely made up.
Well, what do you think?
Roger then brings up politics, talks about which political party he prefers, and what would happen to him and NIH under an incoming Trump administration.
I think it would be worse for the NIH. I think it would be better for a Democrat to be in office. We sometimes fly under the radar of like the really street guys. I don't think it would impact me. I don't think I have too much to worry about. That's not recording, right?
Roger Cholin is with the National Institute of Health, or NIH, and has only been on the job for 2 months.
All the other branch chiefs are like 55.
Wow.
And I don't know shit. I know about the like subject matter, but I don't know about any of the government, like how budgets work or how like the hierarchy works.
In his role, Cholin oversees 40 people and heads up the Health Data Standards Branch for a division of NIH called the National Library of Medicine.
So the U.S. National Library of Medicine, you can think of it as the nation's health library. All the major peer-reviewed journals are there, and they have electronic databases, electronic cataloging. They manage the PubMed application that makes all this information available to the general public. They manage clinicaltrials.gov, which is the application that summarizes clinical trial results. And it appears that what Mr. Chalon's division, this health data standards, is responsible for is analysis of visual data. This is X-ray and MRI data, analyze and develop new capabilities that will make these kinds of information and data more generally available for searching.
While he admits he may know nothing about the bureaucracy, he says he knows a lot about public health.
What do you think about the NIH now that you were working there? Obviously, lots of conspiracies about them. My cousin is like,
oh, about Fauci?
Conspiracy. Not, yeah.
Well, I don't, so I'm not, probably shouldn't be like saying this out loud. I haven't gotten the latest COVID shots and I'm not going to. There's mixed evidence about if it really does anything.
Cholan then goes on to tell our undercover journalist that people under 30 are more at risk for heart conditions from the COVID vaccine.
For people that are like 30 or under, it really increases your risk for like heart conditions. The data does show that. I don't even know if these vaccines stop you from getting COVID. They don't.
Really?
I don't think so. Like, it's supposed to make you less sick if you get it. I don't know if it really prevents the transmission of it.
He is speaking casually, candidly, about the risks of the virus, the risks of the vaccine product, particularly as it relates to myocarditis, the lack of effectiveness of the vaccine product. He's saying that it doesn't prevent infection. It doesn't prevent disease. These are statements that I had made back a few years ago that I was called a liar for saying by the Washington Post.
But now there's like, there is some like evidence out that NIAID, National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, that's where Fauci was the director.
Okay.
Like they might have funded some labs to like do vaccine studies and like disease, like to prepare for an outbreak. They might have funded Wuhan, a lab in Wuhan, China, to like make COVID. But I believe in the science. I don't, and like it seems like too much of a big conspiracy. And generally, now that I'm a Fed, like people in the government do want to do the right thing. Everyone's there kind of behind this, like, at least at maybe more so at NIH or in Health and Human Services. People like want to help people improve health. So I don't know that I believe that these people are all like trying to spread a virus and then like,
what if they work?
Then they should go to jail. If NIAID and Fauci were actually doing this, if the proof comes out that they were funding it, maybe they were actually funding it just to like be prepared and shit went wrong. They were trying to study a virus so that when it did break, if and when it did break, we would be prepared for the response to it. But instead, they accidentally funded the thing that, like, caused it. I don't know. But hopefully the intentions were good up front. It doesn't, like, excuse them outright, but I don't know. Like, the six-foot rule, remember that? Like, that wasn't, like, based on any real evidence that that did anything.
Really?
It was just, they, and again, I think they were just trying to do the right thing, but it was completely made up. If they had said 5 feet versus 6 feet, right? Or 7 feet, like it was all just, they just made it up.
Does anyone really trust the healthcare system? Well, thankfully there still are some good guys left in healthcare, like our great friends at The Wellness Company. The Wellness Company has been with OMG since day one. And now they're proud to introduce the ultimate first aid emergency kit, meticulously created to ensure your access to life-saving prescription medications, personal protective equipment, and other essentials by empowering you to take control of your health journey. Now you and your loved ones will be prepared for the next shortage or whatever they try to pull. My team and I have our kits with us in the field at all times. Don't get caught without the medications you need. The Wellness Company's First Aid Medical Emergency Kit can make all the difference. Order your medical emergency kit now and save 15% by using code OMG. That's twc.health/OMG. Go to twc.health/OMG. Again, that's twc.health/OMG. Now, what's confusing is whether Raja is a villain or not, whether he's a participant in this unethical behavior, whether he's doing his job or just following orders. But we wanted you, the viewer, to be the judge of that.
Do you think that those, like, that the mRNA is safe? Their evidence show, like myocarditis or something like that?
It definitely increases your risk for that. I think that that's well known now. And Pfizer and Moderna are just getting a bunch of money from it.
From what?
from all these vaccine mandates. I think like in the, like for other vaccines, like measles or whatever, you have to go through several rounds of approval and submit a bunch of data to prove about like side effects and things. But these were accelerated through the approvals to rush them to the, to, for all of us to get our boosters. And they made millions of dollars.
You think it's like really effective people, the myocarditis stuff?
I think we're all going to learn when it's too late.
What would make it too late?
Like it's going to already have been 10 years down the road, and then a bunch of people will have gotten like all 10 boosters.
Why do you not want to get them again?
If I'm going to get COVID anyway, and I'm going to be all right, why increase my risk for the known myocarditis?
The very foundation of journalism is to get answers. A common technique by which to do that is called a FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act request. We've submitted many FOIAs, particularly for body cam footage. But then this government official tells our undercover journalist that NIH is intentionally giving orders to make getting a FOIA even more difficult.
Is there anything that, like, if we found out that we would be like, oh, that would change your opinion?
So do you know what FOIA is? Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
So, like, the press or whoever can, like, request from the government, like, show us emails or whatever.
Yeah.
This article claims that they were, like, misspelling words on purpose. So then if there was a FOIA request for whatever, coronavirus, they misspelled corona. They were instructed to misspell it on purpose so it wouldn't return on the search.
Wow. Who's requesting FOIA?
I think it's journalists.
Roger then brings up politics, talks about which political party he prefers and what would happen to him and NIH under an incoming Trump administration.
Well, what do you think? Like, happy to be reelected?
I think it would be worse for the NIH. I think it would be better for a Democrat to be in office.
Why? What makes it up?
There's some, like, Section F, but I don't even know what Section F means. It's supposed to be proposed cuts to NIH. I think where I work at the NLM library, we sometimes fly under the radar.
Yeah.
Of like the really scrutinized. I don't think I have too much to worry about either.
No, just like the whole connection with like art, okay, just like insane to me. Absolutely. It just seems like a total thing.
What happened with RFK? Specific?
He's like, he's just super
anti-vax?
Or? Anti-vax, like anti, he's like anti-big pharma. Because like Trump has said that he want to have okay in his I don't even know, like, does that, like, does that make you question?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think it would impact me.
I just wonder, like if I was working in that department, you know what I mean, I'd be like pretty concerned. Like, I wonder, like,
a lot of people might get would probably get fired or they would retire. And so then you would just be left with a bunch of staff. And so anything that RFK would want to do probably would just like wouldn't happen. That's my guess.
So Roger questions the vaccine companies colluding, skipping approvals and creating guidelines. It all just seems like a bunch of buffoonery. Is this corrupt behavior? Is this just government incompetence? To quote Raja, is this just a guy who, quote, knows shit about nothing? But he clearly knows some things about something, and he says he knows a lot about public health. And the real question is, are these the type of people we want in our government making medical decisions? And that question might be answered by the incoming HHS Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy. Stay tuned.
Wait, hold on. Do you know about, like, honeypotting? People that, like, get asked on dates, and then they get asked questions about their work, and then they're, like, recorded. This is...
I feel like,
well, now you're, like, asking me my opinion about these conspiracies. I feel like I'm not supposed to answer it. That's not recording, right?
There we go. We're back, and I think I should have audio. Yes, I do. I do have audio. Thank you so much, you guys. And listen, I want you guys to know that that we are actually in a huge, huge move. Unfortunately, not by our choice. We had an unfortunate set of circumstances with the place where we've been for 10 years. Could you imagine that? But that's what's happened here. That's what's caused this. So little glitch and literally just with the amount of stuff that we've had going on, we had minutes to spare before we came on air because we love being with you guys, of course, and we so appreciate you. So the NIH, Robert F. Kennedy, I heard that there was a huge slowdown. We'll get to that one, but now I want to get back to what I was originally going to be talking to you about, and that was right there, that military chairman of NATO, Admiral Rob Bauer, says that a preemptive attack on Russia should be considered. Absolute insanity. The NATO Military Committee Chairman Admiral Rob Bauer from the Netherlands discussed the need for preemptive strikes on Russia in the event of armed conflict. Ah, okay, well, who launched the armed conflict? You guys have TACA missiles going in right now. That is a horrifying prospect, of course. But Tucker Carlson calls these recent developments the most evil thing he has ever seen in his lifetime. Preemptive strikes. Can you imagine? The Eurasia Daily reported NATO was discussing the possibility of preemptive precision strikes on the territory of Russia in the event of an armed conflict with the alliance countries. This was stated at a conference in Brussels by the head of the military committee of the bloc, Admiral Rob Bauer. He called positive the fact that NATO has changed its attitude to the essence of the organization. Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, thanks very much. That's what exactly what I wanted to say. Click on that. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Seriously? Oh, my goodness. You get settled in after so many years. Recombobulating everything with a new setup is certainly a challenge. But you guys are okay with that, right? Are you guys good? Anyone pushing for war, is there... Yeah. Their father is Satan. That's exactly right. Absolute insanity. Insanity. Not just pushing for war. I don't know if you guys saw... and I'm going to see if I can play these videos of the attack of missiles hitting. I could not get the clips. But I'm going to play them on the screen. If you guys haven't seen them, we're talking about absolute insanity. Oh, would you like to see what's in your new iPhone? Is that what you just asked me? Really? There we go. Let's switch that down here. Fantastic. Hold on. You know what? It's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be right to the heart of the map. Okay? These attack of missiles. I don't know if have you guys seen what attack of missiles look like, especially the one they're called cluster bomb units. cluster bombs, I think, were outlawed by the Geneva Convention. And how do I know that? Because we used to hide them when I was in the military. They're called CBUs, cluster bomb units, buried in the side of the hills on the Korean Peninsula, believe it or not. All right. Yeah, we're going to do news perusal for this particular episode. We are, I think. That's exactly what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Everyone stay right there, okay? Because I'm going to do, and I haven't done this in a while, as a matter of fact, and we've been so busy. Come on. We've been so busy that I have been following each and every news article. So is that okay with you guys? Are you guys fine? Print for strike changes from a defensive posture to an offensive, of course. That's what it's called, preemptive, right? Yes. NATO is designed to be defense, a protective alliance. NATO should be dissolved. No, there's not enough money in dissolving them. Let's see. Israel ready to implement a Lebanon ceasefire. You know, let's take a look at the headlines here. Ukraine could be pushed into negotiations within months. Yes. Macron slammed for insulting words about Haitians. Of course. He'll get away with it, though. Musk hits Merkel below the belt, says the German media. I want to get back to that one. Florida inmate used prison air vent to get pregnant? What? What the hell is that? All right, we're going to skip over that. Let's. We could go off on a tangent. Ukraine strikes Russian civilian bus. UK soldiers injured in a highway pileup near the Russian border. Moscow preparing response to Kyiv's attacks. Let's see what this says. So Russia is now preparing a response to Ukrainian attacks in Kursk region. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Tuesday. Last week, U.S. President Joe Biden authorized Kyiv to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles against targets deep inside Russia's internationally recognized borders. In an official statement on Telegram, the Russian Defense Ministry reported that over the past 3 days, Ukraine's forces had conducted two long-range strikes on Kursk. This is crazy. This is absolute craziness. Insanity. I'm going to find those attackums, okay? Stay right there. I'm going to put them on the screen. Is that a Gateway Pundit article, I think it was? They were buried in there. Yes. World War III watch on Gateway Pundit. There it is. I'll go find them. Absolute horrifying escalation. I mean, these people, you know, Russia's nuclear doctrine, they say, you know, how do they determine whether or not they launch nukes? You know, if your enemy is announcing publicly that they're going to preemptively strike you, guess what? They preemptively launch their nukes. That's their doctrine. You hear a word like that. Now, I'm sure President Trump is in deep negotiations with Vladimir Putin to stop this insanity. Yeah, we're gonna get to I would say top shelf senior NATO official. Let's go back to this. Wow. We're going to go to that, too. NATO is just spewing all kinds of nonsense. Xi, Biden regime. All right. That's what we're going to do. There's so much stuff on Gateway Pundit right now. We have no choice but to cover it. Let's go. Let's do this. Camera 4. There we go. On the screen. Was I just showing grass, by the way? No? This is craziness. Panic in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau calls Trump 2 hours after President-elect announces massive tariffs. Of course. Here are the 7 men shot in the head by the Capitol Police. Oh, look at this. Jeez, oh, Louiso. I wish I could put this on the screen right now. Yeah, we're going to get it up here. Hold on. Yep. I will. I can do that shot right there. Can you imagine? We're so fancy, aren't we? A fancy train wreck. Here we have a news report about a transgender attacker. I want to see this one. Okay. Body and security cameras footage shows transgender attacker of Carrie Lake's daughter fleeing the scene, admitting attack was politically motivated, tells police, "I don't effing remember." Oh, really? Let's see. I want to observe this one. Super freaks.
Donald Trump Jr. here with an urgent message about America's irreversible path towards financial ruin. Guys, the numbers don't lie. Our nation's debt is spiraling out of control. Consider this. Since January of 2021, the federal debt has increased by over $7 trillion. With each passing day, the damage from Washington's reckless spending becomes permanent. We're mortgaging our children's futures. We're weakening.
No audio? Oh. I want to, you know what, when I'm watching my transgender news, I want audio with it.
Don't eat rice until you watch this.
Oh, my God, shut up. Terrible. Okay, so there was no audio with that. That was no fun.
I want to hear my transgender talk like this.
Like Brula May over at A Living Color. Remember Brula May? Her name was... what's her name? Mira or Milo de Milo or whatever her name is. Venus de Milo. Look at that. Mexican president vows to dig her country's grave by imposing retaliatory tariffs on America in response to Trump's bold plan to stop illegal immigration. Really? You think so? Okay. Good luck with that, muchacha. Gavin Newsom, what a douche that guy is, Gavin Newsom. I guess he wants to run for president. Oh, Michelle Obama's hawking a new book ahead of the holidays. How to clean your size 14 Goonie Goo Goo feet before Thanksgiving. I'm sure that's what it's about, right? How to scrub your boats. Battle for Kurukavo, Ukrainians withdraw from the center and flee boiler south of the city as Russian troops make a play for this railway hub with Kyiv's last coking coal plant. Interesting. Interesting. This guy, this douche bucket. Scott Pressler, conservative activist Scott Pressler, demolishes CNN reporter with an epic response when she tries to smear him and other Trump supporters as violent. Really? I know we can do this one here. Hold on a second. I'm going to bring this one. I have this video queued up and ready to go. Let's listen to it.
Notice that when you urge people to action, yes, you often include the word
peacefully.
Is that to avoid another Jan 6 type incident?
With all due respect, it's to avoid people like you guys saying that I'm anything but. My motto is to just be super cute, have my data and facts, treat everyone with love and respect, and as you can see, an army of people will follow.
Ah, nice. I like that. We're always getting slammed, aren't we? Always getting slammed. Jillian Michaels' jaw drops as Megyn Kelly explains how Hillary used Russia hoax against Tulsi Gabbard. Is that true? Will we be able to see a video? See the reaction? Hey, I'll tell you what. Jillian's coming wide awake. Slowly but surely. I can't play this video on that screen, but I'm going to have to switch up. I think I can. All right. Oh, would you like to see this video ad? No, I would not. Give me a second. You know what? Sean, I think we're probably going to have to set this other one up on a new monitor. What's one extra monitor? Who cares, right? I can't even see. What? Are you scratching your head for me? Hold on one second, you guys. You know what? Please do not tell my boss that I train wreck this show, okay? Is that all right with you guys? I'm going to go to this one right here. I'm going to scroll down. We saw Scott Pressler. And I want to see Jillian. Here she is. Let's see if this will play through here on this unit so that you guys will hear the audio. That's what makes it.
This was started by Hillary Clinton.
Why?
She started because Tulsi was a rising star within Democratic politics. She had all the boxes checked. She was a woman. She was a minority. She was the first this and the first that. Right. And she was a combat vet. Beautiful, well-spoken, like amazing. And then she started to be kind of open-minded to what Bernie Sanders was saying and maybe had some problems with the Hillary Clinton messaging and having Hillary shoved down our throat as the Democratic nominee back in 16.
Yes.
And spoke up about it and started to make enemies in the party because of that, and then was outraged when she found out the DNC cheated on behalf of Hillary to try to make sure she got the nomination and screwed Bernie, and she was angry, and a rift was formed. Then Hillary Clinton called her a Russian asset, just like Hillary Clinton's campaign was the one that made up that Donald Trump was a Russian asset.
Dossier. The Russia hoax.
Her campaign made up all the stuff about there being a server in Trump Tower, right, and Don Jr. was using it to communicate. Those were lies made up by the Clinton campaign. Hillary Clinton absolutely loved making up lies in her campaign about the Russians interfering in against anybody who she didn't like or wanted to undermine. Tulsi was just one of them. Then Tulsi, an independent thinker, quite obviously, winds up leaving the party. And then she says, you know, this war that is going on between Russia and Ukraine didn't have to happen. If we had just listened for a minute to what Putin was saying about how it was genuinely important to him that Ukraine not be that NATO not be expanded by allowing Ukraine potentially to join it, this whole thing could potentially have been avoided. And was it really so important to us that we not say that? Couldn't we have said that? Couldn't we have listened to him? The other major nuclear power in the world, maybe that was worth more than a day's worth of thought. That is really what is used against her. If you go back and you look at why is she a Russian asset?
Okay.
That's it. The made up Hillary Clinton stuff, this, and then she met with Bashar al-Assad, an enemy by far, sure, it's no question. And so they say, you know, she's got like, I guess she's getting her marching orders from Assad.
Okay.
Putin. I mean, Trump himself decided to open up negotiations with Kim Jong-un.
I
mean,
which makes Bashar al-Assad. Perfect sense to me, because what are you going to do? Diplomacy means you talk to your enemies. Isn't that more important than talking to your allies? Like,
So she's coming awake, and she is. She's been talking to Megyn Kelly. She sat down, I think, with Patrick Bed-David. He woke her up to a bunch of stuff. I love that. Let's, you know what? Let's have some fun just for a second. You guys want to do that? Let's do this. The original, right? Here it is. The original MAGA dance. Look at that. What a great performer he is, isn't he? Good performer. I like it. I have a little mobile switcher. Everything's being torn apart in our studio. That's what the issue is. Makes me feel like, well, you know what? Let's do this, okay? None of the stuff would happen if it were not for companies like Armora, Colostrum. I'm sure you guys, you know these things. Have you tried Armora Colostrum? It's a great way to build up your immunity system, ladies and gentlemen. They sponsor us. You can scan that QR code or you can go to tryarmora.com/LFATV. Use LFATV as your promo code. Of course, support us at jeremyharrell.com, another way to keep us propped up. I'd like to be able to hire like 10 people to help us do what we're doing right here in our studio, having to break it down the way it is. But, you know, anyways, that's wishful thinking. We don't need that. We'll make do with what we have, right? And be together. Go to jeremyharrell.com or scan that QR code. Of course, Colonial Metals, call 1-888-688-1215. Call and ask to speak with Paul Stone.
So another great question I have is, what is the best metal to invest in? When we look historically at gold and silver, excluding platinum and palladium because they've never been considered money or a financial instrument, certainly are the other two of the four precious metals. Gold and silver, having been money, gets all of the attention. When we look at over time, gold responds better to the death of your currency than silver does, and now that journey seems to be at an end. We're hearing about digital currency around the corner. Likely means currency change, death of the petrodollar. Today, the dollar is only worth 3 cents. So that run is mostly over for driving gold prices higher. We're facing a crisis, perhaps, the 11th recession since our nation's history, since World War II. Silver has always at least doubled gold's performance in recent financial crises here in America. So our recommendation is 70% silver and 30% gold.
And
I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Paul Stone. Thank you very much. Thank you, Colonial Metals. 888-688-1215. Give them a call and tell them that Pete really sucked, but I loved your commercial. No, don't say that to him. Please don't. Are you kidding me? We have 4 minutes left? I thought we had at least like 40. That is insanity. Wow. No way. Hey, Jesus is coming soon. How about that? Let's go with that. Oh. Everyone get ready. I love that. Yeah.
Y'all, when I tell you God is so good, God is so good, okay? I'm like $100 short on my rent, and I'm door dashing to try to make it. I'm sorry. And a customer reaches out to me and says, hey, I really appreciate you doing all the orders that you've been doing for us. We just had a newborn. I just added a $100 tip to your thing. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm a single mom. I work 75 hours a week. You have no idea how much you just helped me right now. I just made rent. And he's like, it's not letting me do it. What's your Venmo? Tell me why I get a ding, y'all. And it's $1,000. This man just blessed me with $1,000. You have no idea how grateful I am right now.
Wow.
God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
I didn't expect that. I caught a glimpse of that on that clip, and it said, God is good. Wow, that was pretty powerful. I like that. Tucker Carlson was on Redacted. Okay, we don't have time to play that. Walmart actually being kept in their appropriate box. And forced to get rid of their woke policies.
All right, y'all, I don't even know how to start this video because honestly, this is different than everything else we've done because this is the single largest employer in the United States. We are talking about a company that is worth almost $1 trillion on its own. As many of you know, I have been investigating a massive company now for a while and I have kept my lips sealed on who it was. Now I can reveal it was Walmart, but something incredible happened in the course of my investigation. Walmart became aware of our investigation and reached out to me. This was critical and honestly turned out pretty fantastic for everybody involved, in my opinion. We were able to have frank conversations with Walmart. And as I've said for a long time, I don't ask companies to take on my political views. I am simply advocating for corporate neutrality. I believe that that is the future because I understand there are people in this country who do not agree with my politics. So it would not be fair of me to force my politics on them the same way that I am not okay with left-wing policies being forced on me and people like me via things like DEI. After various conversations, I am very proud to report to you guys that Walmart has decided on making some changes. I'm going to lay out what those changes are for you and explain how massive this is for our movement. We are unstoppable at this point with a 100% flip rate where we change corporate America and get them back to a culture of sanity and neutrality. Bullet point number one, Walmart will be removing all inappropriate sexual and or transgender products that are marketed toward kids, things like chest binders for teenagers or books that encourage transitioning. That is all going to be gone. Bullet point number two, Walmart is going to review and stop funding to all events that could be sexually inappropriate for kids. That includes drag queen story time or pride events that expose kids to sexually inappropriate topics. That's all going to stop going forward. Third bullet point, Walmart will be closing their racial equity center. This is a center they had committed $100 million to, and it was a five-year project. They will be closing that center going forward. Fourth bullet point, Walmart will no longer participate in the HRC's Corporate Equality Index social credit system. This scoring system is what has brought wokeness into so many segments of corporate America, and we are happy to see them no longer participating. There is not a corporation in America that should be participating with the HRC's CEI scoring system going forward. The HRC got explicitly political in the 2024 election, working with everything they have to defeat Donald Trump and calling him every name in the book. It is time for companies to recognize that they need to move away from this system that is explicitly political and embrace corporate neutrality so that everybody is welcome in their stores. Fifth bullet point, Walmart is going to be reviewing their supplier diversity programs to ensure that nobody's receiving preferential treatment on the basis of race, and they will also ensure that financing eligibility will no longer be predicated on providing certain demographic information. Sixth bullet point, and this is a favorite for me, being Latino myself, Walmart will no longer be using the term Latinx in any of their official communications. That is going to be wiped away. I was very disappointed to see it was there, but again, this is across corporate America. So this is a company, Walmart, who is doing the right thing here, and I want to give them credit for that. Getting rid of this, big. We don't want to hear Latinx ever again. Bullet point number seven, Walmart will be discontinuing their racial equity training through the racial equity.
Oh, that's awesome. Great job, Robbie Starbucks. Oh, my goodness, you guys. Oh, that was the roughest show for me because we give such a hoot about what we're doing. We're going to go to Sean Fresh. Am I running over? Where's my clock? My clock's gone. I don't know. I might be running over. Am I going to get in trouble? Oh. Woo. That's the roughest show ever, dude. Seriously. I thank you guys for your forgiveness. Tomorrow, I promise you, it's going to be much better. Promise you. Am I out of focus too? No? Thank you, Deb. Sorry, Pete, that you had a rough day. Oh, my goodness. That's okay. Thank you very much. At least I got a smile on my face, right? We'll see you guys tomorrow. And tomorrow's the day before Turkey Day. So hopefully you guys will make sure you click that thumbs up button and subscribe. And that's it. That's all we got, folks. Thank you.